Hello, and welcome back to BAM Biographies. I'm Tom Austin Morgan, your host, and I'm here to let you know what's been happening over the last month since I published the interviews with Louise Albury and Rick McMurray, and what you can expect from the next episode. There have been some really wonderful bits of feedback from these two episodes, with people checking out Louise's music, which I'm really happy about. The second single off Louise's album Antonio is out on Wednesday the 23rd of June, 2 days from this episode going live. It's called Hours, O-U-R-S, and is a slightly darker song in tone from Last, but is yet another masterfully arranged song with killer vocal hooks. I'll be posting when it's released, but make sure you go and give it a listen and provide Louise with some more feedback. The Ash livestream was really good fun, and there were a lot of the fans tweeting along with the action. I still have a bit of an issue with livestream gigs though. There's just not that atmosphere that being in a room of people sharing the same sonic and visual experience musters. Then, when it's over, you're in your room at home, and it's quiet. There's no lights coming up, no hubbub of people moving out of the auditorium to the doors. And admittedly, I don't much miss the crush to get on public transport back home. But something I've really missed is that human interaction this last year and a half, and nothing but the real thing can provide that. I can't wait to get back to gigs again. I've also picked up a bunch of new followers and listeners in the last few weeks as well, so hello to you all. I've begun appearing on other podcasts as well recently. Well, some of them are recent, others have waiting lists into next year, but I'm still really looking forward to appearing on Free With This Month's issue in 2022. The first episode of a planned 4-episode run has been released by the Permanent Record podcast, hosted by Brian and Sarah. Usually they look at albums by predominantly synth-based bands of the 1980s, but because I deal with predominantly guitar-based punk, new wave and post-punk bands, for the time being at least, they decided we should look at an album of a rock band instead. I suggested Adam and the Ants to tie in with what I'm doing, but they aren't fans, so we decided on one of the most iconic albums by an iconic rock band that none of us really have a deep knowledge of, The Joshua Tree by U2. Now I fully admit that previous to this I've basically switched off after the first 4 tracks, but taking the time to pull each song apart and see where the lyrics come from and how each song has been masterfully put together has begun to change my point of view on what is quite a polarising band that went on to be a number one single and album making machine in the years since. Brian and Sarah have made me feel really welcome, if not slightly under-researched. They put as much research into looking at one album as I do in entire careers of musical acts in most cases. But what's been brilliant is that we're all learning something, and I hope we manage to impart some information about the band and the album that you guys didn't know before. So make sure you go and subscribe to Permanent Record Podcast on whatever podcast platform you use, and go and follow them on Twitter, at Perm Record Pod. That's P-E-R-M Record Pod, or find them on Facebook, or at their own website, www.permanentrecordpodcast.com. Now, let's talk about this Friday's episode, due out on the 25th of June. This will be the second part of the Adam Ant story, which covers his solo music and acting career, as well as his struggles with mental health. But I've not finished the edit on that yet, so I'd better get a move on. As ever, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Please do reach out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and by email, as well as leaving those ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. But more than anything else, take care of yourself and stay safe. Till next time, see you in the pit.